Hello, Sinead the Unicorn.
Hi, Ray from Dublin City Centre. I'm here off Dame Street on Trinity Street at the moment, and it's a lovely day. It's lovely and bright and it's dry. And last time I spoke to you, I was in Dublin City Centre and I was surrounded by pigeons, and there are a few of them wandering around by my feet as well today, so you might hear them during the report.
Would I be bold and say it's nearly spring-like out there?
I think it is, yeah. The sky is lovely and blue and it's bright. The sun is shining. It's not shining down on me, but I can see that it's shining down on Dame Street and what used to be the bank there. I'm looking at it and it's lit up. So, yeah, it feels nice.
I'm very aware that there's still people around the country who don't have water and don't have electricity.
Absolutely.
And again, our hearts go out to you, and hopefully it'll be solved for you soon. So you're on a quest today, as you always are.
Yes, I'm on a quest. Well, I'm meeting an interesting lady a little bit later on. Her name is Fiona Dalton, and she worked in admin for years, and she decided to change career, and she is now a tour guide. But she has an interesting background, because she's an actress as well and a singer, so she decided to combine all her talents, and she gives Dublin musical history tours. So she chooses different locations around the city and she brings visitors to these locations, tells them about the history of the place, but also sings a song that's related to the area. And I'll be meeting her a little bit later on. But with that in mind, I had my microphone with me earlier and I went out to meet people to ask them what their favourite Irish song is.
Right. What's yours?
I like Song for Ireland. That would be up there.
Yes.
I also love Kilkelly. I don't know if you know that one. Sean Cain does a lovely version of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful. What about yourself?
Well, I just played Galileo, and as I said before I played, that's my favourite Irish song today. It could change tomorrow, you know what I mean? It depends on your mood.
It could change by the end of the show.
It could.
Based on the answers I got from people.
Go for it.
Okay, first up, here's Breida.
Grace. The song is Irish, it's important, but for me, the most beautiful love song. I always get goose pimples when it comes on because it hits my heart and it is so expressive of what love is.
Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out to dawn, I will die. With all my love, I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger.
And there it is, Grace.
Lovely.
Jim McCann's version of it there. Lovely tune.
And as it happens, as I was talking to Breida, she said that the Jim McCann version was her favourite.
Yes.
So I think she'll be happy to hear that today. But a beautiful song, written, of course, about Grace Gifford's marriage to Joseph Plunkett in Kilmainham jail hours before his execution in 1916. And I had to remind myself that it wasn't Joseph Plunkett who actually wrote it, but brothers Frank and Sean O'Mara yesterday when I heard the response from Breida.
Who's next?
Patricia.
I suppose Sinead O'Connor. Nothing compares to you. It has lots of very nice memories for me.
The video was iconic as well.
Oh, wasn't it just absolutely, and taken in one shot. Just amazing. Yes, sure, she's iconic. She was iconic and will always remain so.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. Go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love.
Always stops me in my tracks, that song.
Oh. Gorgeous. And it's funny because the question is, what's your favourite Irish song? And it was, of course, Prince who wrote that song. Mm. But it's Irish to so many of us because of Sinead's rendition of it.
I'd say most people wouldn't even know that it's a Prince song. And they definitely wouldn't have heard his version of it. That's the standard version of Nothing Compares to You, the late Sinead O'Connor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely gorgeous. Next up, Miles.
Galway Bay. taking about the bay and the people gone that left Ireland and singing it in America and all around the world.
Is there a particular version that you like?
Did Bing Crosby sing it, did he? Some of the American singers, I think that's where it came from originally, you know, Irish-Americans. Well, I won't sing it for you. Oh, sorry, my umbrella's gone.
Oh. You're like Mary Poppins.
Yeah, indeed. I'll take off now in a minute.
And to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and see the sun go down on Galway Bay.
Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bing.
Mm-hmm.
He sort of says, he doesn't say Galway, he doesn't say Galway. It's somewhere in the middle there.
It's nice, isn't it, to hear the different pronunciations depending on the artist and where they're from.
What a voice, what a voice.
Yeah. Next up is Paula.
The Lonesome Boatman. The Furies? Yes, has to be. It's just so serene and it's just beautiful. It just takes you away.
There are no lyrics, though.
You don't need lyrics with music like that.
I love that. Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
That's gorgeous.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I keep saying everything is gorgeous, but these pieces are really, really gorgeous, everyone that's been mentioned so far. And Paula said to me, I didn't catch it on the, I didn't record it, but she said that that was her funeral song or her funeral piece of music, that that was what she had in mind for when the time eventually comes.
Okay.
And I'd say that there are many more out there that would choose something like that also.
Because have you been at a cremation?
I have, yeah.
Yes, well, you know, and a lot more people are getting cremated now and choosing to be cremated. And there is that moment where the coffin is lowered or it slides back in behind curtains or whatever. And they will always ask you for a piece of music there. You know, and it's an important piece of music, obviously.
Absolutely.
Because that's the last time your loved ones will see, I suppose, some version of you. That would work really well, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, and you kind of have to choose a piece that represents the person
course,
as well in a way. Do you know, a strong piece or and The Lonesome Boatman, I've definitely heard that being played in the past at services like that.
Yes.
Another one that's very popular, The Parting Glass, of course.
Yes. Now Dan was next, and I couldn't find the song he mentioned on Spotify, but here we go.
It's a song called Donal Booked Cown. And Donal, unfortunately, is a hunchback. The gist of the song is that he was walking out through the glens one evening and he heard the fairies singing a song, but the fairies couldn't complete the song, but he helped them. And in gratitude, the fairies stripped the hunchback from him and he became upright and without blemish.
Could you sing me a line or two?
The Gach Donal Cown, ar a drawn ar a grawn, meis nac is the congol des shaving, they luin they mart, they luin they mart, they luin they mart is they cadin.
So a Monday and Tuesday and then Wednesday, is it?
That's it. And when Dan mentioned the name of that song, Donal Bocht Cam, I didn't know it, but then when he sang it, I was reminded that I was taught it when I was younger, when I was attending some classes. And I think there was even a few moves to the song that they used to, I went to this school called Tachshiyamsa, and they used to teach us that song. And the move was that you'd kind of, as if there was an imaginary rope there, two people would pull to one side and two others would pull to the other side. And I suppose the idea was that you were getting rid of the hunchback. The fairies were straightening him out. So you'd go, one side would go De Luin and the other side would go De Mort. So it was
It was And what's the name of it again, Sinead?
Donal Bocht Cam.
And I know Donal, I know Bocht. And what's the last word?
Calm is not to be straight, to be hunched.
Katie was next.
I'll have to go with the script, The Man Who Can't Be Moved. Do you know what? It's just one of them ones that it's so depressing, but actually does make you feel good. And I don't know why, but it's just one of them ones that like just lifts you up. And because they're Irish.
Do you think the depressing songs are sometimes the best songs?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I don't even know why. It probably needs to be studied, but yeah, 100%. They just hit you in the feels, like.
You can't beat a good cry.
Oh, you can't beat a good cry. A good cry is great. Needs to be done. Needs to be, at least weekly, like. Yeah, you have to release it all.
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag. I'm not gonna move. Got some words on cardboard. Got your picture in my head saying, if you see this girl, can you tell her where I am? Some try to hand me money.
Danny and the Script. Great, great selection of songs here. Great mix.
Very great mix, because we're getting some contemporary ones and then ones that I haven't heard in a good long time. And Jerry, who was up next, had an interesting choice as well.
Out on the Vian. If you go to Lansdowne Road or Breffni Park in Cavan, a great pitch and all that. But when you hear Out on the Vian and your team's running out there, whether it be Ireland or Cavan, it just makes you wild good.
Is that a Cavan accent
it
I
is,
hear?
It is Mullaghorn in County Cavan. Hey. And I was saying I'd be here 40 odd years, but I haven't learned to speak Dublinese yet.
When you were growing up in Cavan,
yes,
going to the nightclubs, would they play Our Own the Vian at the end of the night?
They certainly did. That was played at the end of every nightclub. And even down there in the Greyhound Bar on the main street in Blanchardstown, the national anthem was played every Thursday night by the musicians, believe it or not. And we all stand up.
Go on, Ireland.
Are you standing in studio?
I'm thinking about the Aviva Stadium on Saturday evening. Ireland take on England in the rugby. Yeah. Now, finally, it was Tom.
My favourite Irish song is The Mountains of Mourne, written by Percy French. Several people sang it, but I think the nicest version of it was sang on the Late Late Show when Gay Burden used to run the show by an American singer, Dan McLean. Did a great job in it.
And would you sing it at all at parties or at the end of the night?
Renowned for singing it at parties with myself. And nearly as good as Don McLean.
Would you give us a line?
Oh Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be in the place where the dark moor sweeps down to the sea.
Hey, oh, Tom got a chance to duet with Don McLean.
Yes, and as I said to him, the Late Late team will be on the phone to me looking for his number.
Listen, we'll talk to you soon, Sinead, after okay. 4 o'clock. Thank you. Gormagod. Slán, slán. Loads of people suggesting their favourite Irish song. We'll get to those in a moment, but first a quick commercial break.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Remember in the first hour, Frankie in Cork City, which I thought was an odd choice for a man from Cork City, said that this one was his favourite Irish song of all time. Coincidentally, of course, the 46A isn't with us anymore. That's Summer in Dublin. The great Bagatelle. And this one got a mention as well.
Oh, Marley, my Irish Marley, my sweet Acushna dear, I'm fairy on my trolley, my Irish Marley, when you are near.
There you go. That was Bernie's suggestion from Thurles in County Tip. De Donnan and my Irish Molly. We go back to Dublin City Centre to Sinead and Unicorn. Hello, Sinead.
Hello, Ray. Well, from one Molly to another Molly, because I've made my way from Trinity Street all the way up to the Molly Malone statue here. And there are lots of tourists gathered round taking photographs of this famous statue. It's a lovely day in Dublin, as I was saying, and by my side I have Fiona Dalton, who runs the Dublin Musical Dalton History Music Tours. If I got the name right, I'd be doing well. She's by my side here and she's going to tell us more about the tours.
How are you, Fiona?
Hi, Ray. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
Great. Good to talk to you.
And you too.
Yeah. Your story is brilliant because it's like this is what you're always meant to do in a way.
Absolutely. Definitely. Yes. That's exactly what I was meant to do.
There aren't a lot of you singing tour guides, are there?
There's only me. That's it.
That's it. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm originally from Lucan. Yeah. Just turned 50 last year, so half a century old. And left school back in the 90s, and I fell into administration and PA work, which I did for a long time, for over 25 years.
Yeah.
And I'm a singer by trade, so I wanted to do something more with my voice. And I came across this course. I went to college in my 40s, which is a shock to the system, but qualified as a tour guide. And by being on that course and working in Trim Castle as a guide, I came up with the idea of musical tours in Dublin. I was asking people about, they wanted to know more about the history of the songs.
Yeah.
And nobody was doing them in Dublin, so I thought, why not? And that's where Dalton's Musical History Tour was born.
Right. And tell me about the change in your career path. So you were doing a thing for 25 years.
Yeah.
Very solid.
Very solid, yes. Full-time job, yes.
Yeah, full-time, permanent, pensionable, permanent, all that sort of thing. Yeah. And then you decided to turn your back on that.
Yeah, I want to do something. Somebody told me recently that if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what I do. I love talking to people. I love telling them the history, and I love singing. So, yeah, it's a win-win situation.
So, no regrets?
No regrets, no.
Right.
Definitely not.
And will you describe that moment when that light bulb moment when you thought, oh yeah, I'll do singing tours of Dublin City?
Someone told me I've got the gift of the gab, that I talk too much, so I'd be a good tour guide. So that's where it all started.
That's where it all started, yeah. And, yeah. And the singing, of course, you're a singer.
I'm a singer, yeah. I've always sang at weddings. I've been in musical theatre.
Right.
I ran gospel choirs. I'm in a gospel choir recently as well at the moment.
Yes, yes.
So I've always been singing since the age of 4. And I had lost that and I wanted to sing again.
Yeah. So seeing as we're asking everybody today, we have to ask you, what's your favourite Irish song?
I like Grace.
Yes.
Grace is one of my favourites. Definitely, yeah. I do sing it on my... I do walking tours as well, so I do combine up the two. So I do a little chorus or two if somebody asks me to sing Grace. Yeah, definitely.
Right. So you're... So obviously at where you are now, at the Molly Malone statue...
Yeah.
That's a busy spot because there's always buskers there and it's outside the tourist information office, isn't it?
Tourist information office has moved to the other side of Dame Street. It used to be here, yeah.
Right, okay, right, sorry.
It's down in Brabazon Square, up by City Hall.
Aha.
Yeah.
But you obviously have Molly Malone there. Is that where you start your tour?
No, I start in Christchurch.
Right.
So I meet everybody in the Leonardo Hotel across the road, as it's easier for everyone to meet because I've lost people trying to find them in Christchurch.
Right.
And then we bring them all the way over to Christchurch and then we start the tour there. So that one's all about George Frederick Handel and the Messiah, where he came from, and the link to the site. So it's different. It's a different type of a walking tour to everybody else.
Because that was performed for the first time on Fishamble Street. Is that it?
That's right, yes. In 1742. And they do that every single year since, on the 13th of April. So 12th of April. Since then, so it's over 200 years they've been doing that outside the old music hall, which is amazing. Bar the 2 years, obviously, for COVID. So that's amazing.
Wow. And you do the most popular part of that work.
I sing the Hallelujah chorus. It's the easiest one to teach. And the shortest one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah, exactly.
You must get some strange looks, do you?
It's funny. I loved it. Yeah, it's, even with my outfit, I dress in Georgian style Dublin as well. So I get lots of strange people looking at me. And but even singing, yeah. And then it's amazing. People have different versions of the Hallelujah chorus. There's about 5 or 6 different versions. of it. So let's let them sing their own version.
All right. So yeah. they choose to join in, do they?
Yeah, it is. It's an interactive tour.
Okay,
so
they
don't have to sing if they don't want to.
Right.
I think some of them get a bit scared when they see the songbook coming out and they're like, oh, Jesus, we have to sing. but they don't. It's interactive. They can listen.
Yeah.
I can teach them or they can sing along, whichever is easier on them.
So Christchurch, first port of call. Where do you go from there?
I then go from there to Dublin Castle.
Right.
So that it works in the 1916 Rising. And we do the Sinead O'Connor version of The Foggy Dew.
Right, which got mentioned in Dispatches today as somebody's favourite Irish
and
song.
And I prefer that one because in the pubs it's all upbeat, it's lively and whatever. But when you strip it all back and you just have the voice, it comes across as a completely different meaning.
Mm.
And a lot of people actually like that.
It's
so, yeah.
Plaintive and poignant.
Exactly.
Yeah. So from there,
we come to our First Lady, Ms. Molly Malone. yes, First Lady of Dublin.
And now, are these tours mainly from outside the country?
Yeah, mainly they're from the UK and as a UK, US and Canada. But I actually have two music schools from Denmark that come over every year.
Right.
So they bring their new students over and they actually learn the songs. So they actually sing the songs to me, so which is really cool as well.
Right. So there's a group of you and some Danish students
standing
alongside.
Singing Irish songs. It's amazing.
I love it. Yeah. So go on, give us a bit of Molly Malone there.
Oh, do you want me to... Are you going to sing along with me?
No.
Oh, okay. Sinead, are you going to sing along with me?
I'll try.
Okay, I'll do a verse and a chorus. How's
right,
that?
Okay. You'll go for it, yeah.
In Dublin's first city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. And she wheels a wheelbarrow to the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Oh,
alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Yay. Yeah, you've got. Oh, and Sinead Newlicon did well there. Yes,
the
lovely harmonies there. What? Lovely.
Absolutely.
Minoan harmony. That's great, yeah. So from there, where do you go?
Then we go to the Olympia Theatre. So that's our musical theatre part of the tour.
Yeah.
All about Maureen Potter. That was where her first professional stage was there. And we do the Dublin Saunter.
Oh, yes. Aoife Scott does a lovely version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that
and
the one about something at 11? And
yeah. Coffee at 11, yeah.
Yes, yes, yeah. Right. Go on.
And then on to the Keys. It's more the emigration, the famine part of the tour. It's a sad part of the tour. So we used to do the old Bog Road.
Yeah.
It's an old Irish song. And then we finish off in Viking Medieval Dublin in the Dublin City Council offices.
Right.
And
what happens if it's an inclement day?
Unless it's a storm like we had last weekend, I'm all out.
You're all out.
But then we can always dip into the pubs or in the local cafes and stuff like and wait for the showers to go and stuff. But 9 times out of 10, I'm out.
Do you know, Fiona, if you have equivalents in other cities around the world?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
So you could set up some sort of support group or some sort of WhatsApp group, you know, singing tour guides of the world unite.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that would be quite cool. Yeah, that would be interesting, yeah.
I don't want to be in the pub when you're on your Christmas night out, to be honest. But yeah, that's great. Fiona, lovely talking to you.
And you too. Thank you for talking to me today.
And if anybody's coming up from the country and they want something a little bit different to do when they're in Dublin, how do they contact you?
They can contact me on www.daltonsmusicalhistorytour.com, but I'm also on social media like Facebook and Instagram and all the rest of them.
Great. Okay, thanks, Fiona. Thanks,
Sinead. You're very welcome.
So today, as part of that, we were asking people what their favourite Irish song was. Loads of suggestions, and a lot of people mentioned this in various iterations.
Life is a no. Love is a boat in troubled waters. It keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you.
But now look around us, we have our own crew.
Yeah. The late Johnny Doohan and The Voyage. It has to be Linger by the Cranberries. Dolores' voice was so unique. For the week that's in it, somebody else says The Fields of Athenry by Paddy Riley.
Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. Lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Go on, Ireland! And loads of mentions of the Pogues and loads of mentions of the late Shane McGowan.
I took shelter from a shower and I stepped into your arms on a rainy night in Soho. The wind was whistling all its charm. I sang you all my sorrows.
Brilliant song. Sue from Cork has been on. She says, a song that always evokes a lot of emotion for me is From Galway to Graceland, Sean Keane's version. It's so evocative and always catches me.
And silver wings tallied all over the sea. From the west coast of Ireland to West Tennessee, to be with her sweetheart, she left everything. From Galway to Graceland to be with the king.
Elvis, of course. Grainne says there's a singing tour in Glasnevin Cemetery, and Tenement Museum in Henrietta Street does a musical tour as well. Absolutely brilliant, highly recommend it. So there you go. And thanks for sharing your favourite Irish song with us today. We'll do it all again, well, differently, tomorrow. Cormac and Sarah are coming up on Drive Time. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.